Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies recording. It's bonus time. It's bonus episode. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And my guests today are Sean, Jordan, Sam Levine, and Kenise Mobley. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
What's happening?
Let's meet you all individually and alphabetically by what, Sam?
First name.
That's right. She is back. She is going to be performing her one-woman show, the title of which I don't want to screw up, so I'll let her say it. At the Netflix is a Joke Festival. Kenise Mobley, how are you?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. The last time we spoke, I think I was in Denver. We'll get to that. But okay. The show is called Don't Kill Yourself Yet. It is about a lifelong struggle against ending things and what do you do when your body tries to take you out anyway.
Whoa. I that's why I wanted you to say it. I didn't want to screw it up and be like, she's in a show called Kill Yourself. And you should see it in the right state of mind. What did you say where it's going to be during the festival?
Sure. It's going to be at UCB Franklin on May 8th at 9:30 at night.
Okay. All right.
So parents, yeah. I get it. You probably can't. But if you're not a parent, you should come.
I'm out at 9:30 all the time. You can do what you want.
Okay, so if you're cool like Sean, you should come.
Yeah, Sean's a special kind of dad. He's a different breed of dad, but we'll get to him in a moment. First, I have to say the words. Sam Levine is here.
Hey,
hey,
Doug.
Sam.
Hey, buddy.
Returning champion.
Nope.
Which is often the case when you show up. That's about all I have to say about you right now.
That's fine. We can move on.
Yeah.
Yep.
let's move on from the childless to the father of a 3-year-old. He has been on this show more times than I can count because I can't count over 20. It's Sean Jordan.
What's happening, man? I've seen you count over 20. Come on now.
You have?
I bet I have, but that's neither here nor there. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having me. This rules every single time.
Oh, well, good to hear, buddy. We've spoken in this calendar year.
Like actually with each other in the same room?
No.
Oh, no. Then we, yeah.
That hasn't happened, I don't think, this year. So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, player.
I'm trying to give everybody a Happy New Year. Sam's gotten a few already. Uh-huh. Are you promoting anything in particular? I just asked you to do this.
I asked you. I have a stand-up album coming out on a Special Thing Records on May 12th, Mother's Day. It's called Girl Dad. And it is all about the process of IVF and then going through labor, which I did not do, but I was courtside for. And it is Buck. And then me getting a vasectomy. So it's just kind of those three things, about an hour's worth of that. And it's real fun. The audio comes out on May 12th. So cop it, listen
where
to it.
Where were you? Where were you sitting courtside? Were you next to Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, I was at a Laker game. I don't even know which hospital my daughter was born at. And I said, I'll get there when I get there. I'm going to keep doing stand-up and nothing changes.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. And Panice, you said more about Denver later. What else is there to say about Denver?
Oh, Denver is just where I saw Sean last year. It's not like a really fascinating story. We were in a car together with a bunch of other people and chatting.
Yeah, and you you survived it, and
yes.
Barely.
I'm going to be in Denver on the day. Here's a great day for anybody who lives in Denver: get Sean's new album and listen to that, and then come see me at 4:20 at the Comedy Works in Denver doing a stand-up show with Nathan Lund and some other fun guests. It's going to be a good one. Sorry to stick in a plug in the middle of in the middle of the intros, but before we play the games today, we're going to visit Recommendation Nation like we do. And since Sam was most recently on the show, I'll have Sam go first in recommending one motion picture.
This is a movie I'm certain everyone at this point knows about. And it is what I believe what you would call either a cult classic or a modern classic. And that film, Doug, of course, is Office Space.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Everybody loves Office Space. Who do you think you're recommending it to?
Babies.
Young babies.
Babies.
If Sean Jordan's baby, if his 3-year-old's listening to this, check out Office Space, kid.
Yeah.
It's got funny characters. It's got references to Michael Bolton, which you won't understand.
Maxine, you sit and you watch Office Space with your dad, okay?
Yeah. Learn to have some flair, kid.
Yeah,
it's a cult classic.
Daddy, can we put on Bluey? Nope, I'm sorry. We have
I
to
can
watch
put
Dave
on Bluey.
Herman.
I will go watch Bluey in a different room if I feel like it, and you can watch Office Space. Yeah.
There should be like a little toy version of a printer that the child can destroy while watching the film.
I would watch that. I would watch a baby destroy a fake printer.
Yeah, oh, man. That would be really good. Yeah, put them in a little suit like they're wearing in this, you know, little ties and whatnot, and put them out in the field and let them smash the crap out of. Anything else you want to say about Office Space, Sam?
It's just a great film, and even though I've never worked in an office, I feel like I worked in that one, and I'm glad we got out of there.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that is it couldn't be more accurate, that movie. I worked in plenty of call centers, and it is chillingly accurate to the point where it's depressing if you're actually working in one. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I've never understood, is like the popularity of that movie plus like the TV show The Office. Like, I've never had to work in an office. I mean, I have a little bit, but not to the extent where I have any kind of PTSD about it, but but that TV show The Office just like really nails the all the things that I would hate about working in an office, that's for sure.
Yeah,
dude. So I can laugh, but I don't know why people would want to turn on The Office after spending the day at The Office.
Be like, oh, that's, man, it'd be dope if it was like that.
Rough. And
yeah, offices are very boring. I worked as an office manager in HR for many startups. And yeah, that's just way more boring than people who sit around and don't seem to work. They just prank each other or something. I tried watching The Office, but I can't get into it.
There's a lot of pranking going on in The Office.
It's like, get to work. Like, the paper's not going to sell itself. You guys are all bad employees. Like, as an HR person, I would have fired you. So...
yeah, they're all, everybody's jobs are really hanging by a thread on that show. So there's definitely that sadness that comes with office work, is that it could end. It could be taken away from you. You don't even like it. Sean, what do you like? What have you seen recently? Could be old, could be new.
I went and saw Late Night with the Devil, and it was so fun. It was so
our
fun.
Our good friend of the show, David Dastmalchian, is the star of that film.
Dude, it was, I don't know, I had a really good time. I went with a bunch of comedians. Kyle Kinane was there. We went, just had a little daytime trip to the movies, and I was a blast. It wasn't terrifying, which I don't need to be terrified, and it was just fun. You left, and you're like, that was a fun, scary movie. And I really enjoyed it. And it wasn't too long, right in that little 90-minute sweet spot. Give me that all day.
Yeah. It's an amazing movie because it just, a few minutes into it, you're like, oh, so this, it's just going to be this taping of this TV talk show.
Sure.
And they commit to it in a way that's really, it's impressive. I was impressed by how, it's never boring. It's like always something interesting is going on, but it is kind of like watching a talk show on TV where you're like, oh, is something bad about to happen? You just feel like those moments back in the day, like when Letterman would have a professional wrestler on with Andy Kaufman.
Totally.
And they would, you'd go, is that real? Is it fake? So it's a really interesting movie. I think it'd be a good double bill with King of Comedy.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'd go see that in a heartbeat. Let's do it, bud. We can do it.
Okay. and also that's the funny thing, Office Space, of course, was made by Mike Judge, who went, also did Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. And, I never tire of the people that tweet or post, Idiocracy is a documentary, like they're the first person to think of it. but I think Office Space is a documentary.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I had like six bosses.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I did, straight up. You had people, like, there was this place called Gators that they ask in Office Space, they're like, you want to go to Chili's or whatever it is? We had this place called Gators. There was another place called Tailgaters in Sioux Falls. Those are both real places where my coworkers would ask me to go every Friday, and it's like, nah, bro, I'm gonna go ahead and miss me with Gators. But it's pretty accurate.
I'm not looking to extend the experience of looking at you.
You gonna pay me? You throw me some bones to go to Gators, then I'll go.
But wait a minute. Yeah. One of them was Tailgaters, so clearly that's about a tailgate party. Is the other Gators like alligator?
Yeah, one of them was an alligator themed, and the other one was a tailgate bar. A tailgate.
All right. I just want to make, there's no copyright infringement, trademark infringement. Right.
I wouldn't want to put those two against each other.
Wait, which one came first?
Tailgaters was first. That's in Brandon, South Dakota.
So they were the Hydrox.
Now, I don't know what that means, Sam, but I'm going to assume yes, because I know you're a smart guy.
Well, everybody knows Oreos.
Yes.
You ever
I do
seen
know what that means.
Hydrox is the like crappy knockoff of Oreos.
But Hydrox came first.
Hydrox? That sounds like a punishment. Yeah. You go eat your Hydrox and watch out.
It sounds like one of those, medicines they advertise with a lot of side effects. But but also Hydrox is like, they're like, I guess Oreo added more sweetness or something. Oreo like improved the formula.
Yes. They started it and Oreo fixed it.
Yeah. But Hydrox kept chugging along. I mean, I don't know if they still exist, but
you think Hydrox is out there doing like tiramisu and birthday cake flavored Hydrox, or they just kind of stick with what they got?
I think they got only stick with what they got because they've got a lesser Oreo on their hands.
Yeah.
Ugh, no thanks.
It's just not as good. Okay, Kanice.
Yes.
You've had plenty of time to think about this.
I have.
What's your answer?
At first, I was going to say, and it's a bad movie, so it's really just me suggesting people not go see The First Omen. But as far as a fun movie that's scary, it is not. It was not fun. It was more confusing. It was slightly like scary when a rat ran across the floor in the theater, and people reacted more to that than anything that happened in the movie. So that one I don't recommend. But what I do recommend is, wait, can you hear me? Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Okay, no, my microphone just like whipped off my head for a second. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What I do recommend is, so the podcast Blank Check, I'm sorry to bring up another film podcast, but the podcast Blank Check just did a series on John McTiernan, and they talked about the Thomas Crown Affair, which like deeply meaningful to me. It was something I saw with my mom growing up. And I love that movie so much. So I'm going to say watch The Thomas Crown Affair.
Wow.
Have you, do you think you've recommended that before on this show?
I might have, but I still recommend it. I was going to say that or The Prince of Egypt, which I also love. Yeah, I stand by it. And some people might say that's not Pierce Brosnan's best work, but it is actually. And you can come for me if you want to.
Whoa.
Okay.
I Doubtfire that is his best work.
The role in Doubtfire is so small, I don't think it speaks to his full range. How dare you? The man is a treasure, and we're only seeing one side of him in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
And just that body, that wet body coming out of the pool? Forget about it. I'll have
the side that gets drive-by fruited.
Imagine the wet body coming out of the pool, but it's like while he's going into a woman. It's fantastic.
Whoa. Okay, I'm imagining it. You got me.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that's why I thought you might have recommended it before, is because I know it's been recommended on the show before.
I remember
I remember it being recommended, so I think it might have been you. And have you ever sought out the original Thomas Crown Affair?
No, I heard it was bad. So I just have been like, I want to preserve this thing that I like so much that I won't tarnish it by watching the Faye Dunaway movie.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think both movies have very stylish opening title sequence. But beyond that, I don't know how closely they hew to each other. I mean, the first one was also in black and white, right, Sam?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are three terrific and quite different from each other motion pictures. And thank you for those recommendations. Most people who listen to the show, it's kind of like the Super Bowl. They listen mostly for the ads. So let's go ahead and get to that. Let's get to everybody's favorite part of the show. And then we'll be back with more trivia and whatnot. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and I was laughing during that commercial about just how stumbling I was getting into it, but I hope that you bought all of the products that were offered or services. And our first game today, Sam, this is one you haven't heard before.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I love springing new titles on you. This game is called Tumanji, which is what I thought they should have called the second Tumanji. But the point is, I spent 420 last Saturday. I spent it in a hotel room during the day because it was chilly outside, and watched a marathon on FX of Jumanji, the OG Jumanji.
Oh.
Then Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, which I had seen a lot of, but not all of. And then I watched Jumanji, The Next Level, which I had never seen any of.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, now that I've sat through these movies, this would make a good game. So forget about the classic, you know, Jumanji with Robin Williams. That was that, you know, that one was so long ago that you know, I want to just talk about these new Jumanjis. These Jumanjis with no numbers in the titles. They just, you know, Jumanji: Welcome to Jungle, Jumanji : The Next Level. So this game involves both of those movies. I'll say a fun fact, and then your job is to tell me if it applies to Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle or Jumanji The Next Level or both.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
How many of those two films, Sean, which ones have you seen?
Jumanji : sounds like a rough poop, and I have seen neither. I wanted to say it for like 30 seconds.
You know, some jokes you have to hold them in till the right time.
Yeah, I haven't seen either one of them. I'm a little familiar, I think, okay. If we're talking about who's in them.
So you got guesswork on your side. What about you, yeah. Sam? Have you seen these films?
I have seen both films, Doug, yes.
Oh, no. Sam's going to be real tough on this one.
I didn't say they're my favorite movies. I don't have them memorized.
No, but you have seen them. And Kinesh, what about you? What's your relationship with the Jumanjis?
I loved the original, had it on VHS, wore it out. I have not seen these two newer ones. And I kind of know who the cast is. Kind of.
I can't wait to lose this game.
Did you? I'm trying to set you up, Sam, for massive letdown.
Yep.
Like maybe not having seen these films will be helpful. But why didn't you see them? Do you think?
I think I don't want to speak ill of anyone, but there was a certain pairing that I was like, I'm kind of sick of this pairing, and I
get it.
I don't want to see this right now.
So you did sit through Central Intelligence.
Yes. I have seen Central Intelligence. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. I assume that's the pair you were referring to.
Yes,
I don't think anyone would ever say the words, I want less Jack Black and Karen Gillan. Because they're both amazing. Okay, so let's get into this. Let's play the game. I just wanted to so everybody knows it's listening, where everybody stands, because it will be guesswork on Kinesh and Sean's part, but also what will Sam recall? And we're going to start with you, Kinesh. You get the first shot at this one. If you miss it, then, Sam gets a guess. And if he misses, then, Sean just gets a good old gimme point.
Sure.
All right. Here's the fun fact, Kinesh. Nick Jonas is in it. Welcome to the Jungle, Next Level, or both?
I'm going to say Next Level, because that seems like a number two move to have a Nick Jonas in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that is wrong. Here comes Sam. Sam?
Well, I think... See, now you're making me doubt myself.
Did you think it was the same answer that Kinesh gave?
No, I just think he's... So I know for sure that he's in Welcome to the Jungle, and I'm trying to remember if he's also in the Next Level. I definitely don't know the Next Level. Not that I know either of them well, but...
You ain't gonna lie. That's all right.
You can know them well. That's fine.
I'll say he's in both, sure.
You're going with both.
I think he's in both, yeah.
You think he's definitely in both.
I know he's for sure in the first one, and I'd say I'm 52% sure he's in the Next Level.
Oh, more than half. How generous.
Just more. That's why I'm including it. If it were 49, I'd say he's only in the first one.
All right. Well, he is in both.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right.
I'm glad that the guy who saw both figured out that Nick Jonas is, in fact, in both. And I knew that was going to be a tough question whether you'd seen the movie or not, the films, because, it's kind of funny that he shows up at all because it's Nick Jonas. So you're like, oh, hey, Nick Jonas. But then he has a full blown part in the next movie. I was unexpected.
Is he the same person? He's the same character in both movies, right?
Transferred.
Yes. All right. Yeah, so Sam's on the board, but Sean gets to go first on this next one.
Okay.
And this is just going to be guesswork on your part, but I know,
skilled guesser.
I think you're a good guesser.
Mm-hmm.
Is under 2 hours long. Jungle Level or both?
Next Level. Give me the points.
You're going next level. What's your reasoning for that?
I'm a strong guesser. That's kind of the reasoning. I'm really just banking like, a lot on being a strong guesser.
You're just saying that if you're guessing it, it must be a good guess.
So there's a part of me that wants to say both because it seems like you should keep these under 2 hours. I would love it if that was the case for most movies.
Sure. But,
I don't know. Next level just got a little better feel to it.
Just talking about a movie as part of recommending it. You brought up that it's a tight 90 minutes.
Yeah. Right in the pocket. I don't need to be there longer than that. You know?
Yeah.
Unless it's Titanic. Right. Sign me up. But, you know, not everything's Titanic.
All right. So what's your answer?
Next level.
Next level is under 2 hours long.
It sure is.
Incorrect.
Gall darn it.
Kenise, is it Jungle or both that's under 2 hours long?
I want it to be both because I agree. Movies are too long and they should be 90 minutes or honestly, you could have it be less. So I'm going to say both.
You're going to go both just like you're dreaming of world.
Wishful thinking that, I mean, truly based on the content of these movies, do we need 2 hours to understand what's going on? I don't think so. So
let's ask ourselves that question about every one of the Transformers films.
Dang it.
Because they all
right. Are you helping me with this? Because if that's the case, then I'm going to, I will say the one that Sean didn't say.
I'm not trying to help you, but guess what? I did because it is.
Wow.
It is true that Welcome to the Jungle is under 2 hours long.
Somebody needs to start a separate Wikipedia page for how many times that's happened.
What's happened where somebody gets talked into the right
answer. You've talked someone into a correct answer before they get one.
They get talked into the wrong one more often.
Uh-huh.
Sam, but also I was in the middle of just telling the answer and Kenise jumped in cleverly because I thought we had already locked in on the wrong answer. Welcome to the Jungle is under 2 hours because it comes in at a tight hour and 59 minutes.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah. Wow. And then with Next Level, they're like, you know what? We need 4 more minutes to tell this story properly. Because Nick Jonas is back. So it's 2 hours and 3 minutes long.
I would have needed the back end spot on that one because I had no idea.
Right.
Are these movies action packed? If they're action packed, I'll let them be over 2 hours, but they gotta be action packed.
They're pretty packed because the trouble is that it's bookended with both movies start and end with these kids that end up going into the game. And when they go into the game, their avatars are these famous people that, you know, most of which we like. So so for most of the movie, they're sort of in panic mode because they don't want to be in this game. And they're also different sex, different age, different size. Like they're all like dealing with their circumstances.
That sounds great.
Totally.
Yeah. No, I got to say, the reason I watched all three of them in one day is because I got into it. I do think that kind of in rebooting or continuing, whatever you want to call what they're doing with these new ones, with the original Jumanji, I think they just fixed an inherent issue with Jumanji, which is just, it's just not that fun just watch people being chased around by these animals. I mean, sorry, Kenise, I know you really, it was a childhood favorite.
We're out the VHS.
You know, these actors in these movies like get to play like Jack Black in one of them is you know, he's a girl that gets the avatar that looks like Jack Black. And then in the next one, I think he's like a guy who's normally very strong gets stuck in Jack Black's body.
And now he's just hilarious.
It's so fun. It's really fun. Okay. So Sam gets to go first on this next one. If he gets it correct, he wins Jumanji. But if he doesn't get it, then Sean gets a chance to get on the board.
Strong guess.
Sam, Colin Hanks makes an uncredited appearance. Jungle, Level, or both of those films you saw?
staring out a rainy window.
Well...
That's really getting me.
As trick questions go, it's really up there. It's really one of the best trick questions I've ever come up with.
Colin Hanks makes an uncredited appearance in one of the films, both of the films, or the other of the film.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's either in the first one, the second one, or both.
Right.
Uncredited.
Uncredited. He's in both. But I don't remember the credits.
What?
I don't remember who receives
Get
credit
a hold of
or
yourself.
Not. That's not, that didn't stick.
What do you got, Sam?
I'm going to say both.
Incorrect.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, Sean, you're on the board here. If you can tell me if he has an uncredited appearance in Jungle or Level.
I memorize the credits for every single thing I ever see, but I haven't.
It's a shame you haven't seen those movies. Yeah,
it's unfortunate for everyone playing the game that I haven't memorized these credits.
It's a fun game when you watch a movie and go, "Oh, that actor was in this." I'm gonna watch at the end and see if they don't mention that he was in it.
And if they don't,
I'm gonna look for who's not in the credits.
Yeah, I just cross everyone off. I'm gonna say Level, and that's it. Level.
You're going Level?
I'm going Level, baby. Yeah, I think I went level last time and let me down. So putting it back on red, seeing if it happens.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to say that is not the correct answer.
Son of a gun. Wow.
Denise, all you have to say is Jungle.
Jungle.
You win.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I got robbed of my victory on that gun.
To beat Sam Levine, this means so much to me. I know this, it doesn't mean like the overall game or anything, but I've been listening to the show for a long time and this means a lot.
It means a lot to me that you beat him. I'm excited too.
Yeah, we're all really happy.
So that's it. That's the end of the show. All right, Doug, this has been swell. I'm going to log off now.
No, as we all know, there's more game. There's another game to play and this one pretty much didn't really matter, but Kenise gets to go first in our next game. And I will tell you, for anyone who's wondering what the answer is, I mean, we know that it's Jungle, but Sam, what happened is Colin Hanks makes a brief appearance in Jungle that goes uncredited, and then his character returns, much like Nick Jonas, in the second one, and he's fully credited because he's got a bigger part. He's, you know, probably got more money, whatever. But
All right,
it's a tricky one.
Why do they not credit people sometimes? Like, why would they not credit Colin Hanks? I don't understand that.
Well, because Sam.
So the actor will ask not to be credited.
Like, my part's so small and dumb, and it'll be more fun to be a surprise to people than to be. And also, I don't want people coming to see the movie for me because I just have a small kind of surprise appearance, you know, that kind of thing.
But even like in the credits, like you mean like in the school and all that, like they don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because if they're not there, then you can't figure out before you see the movie that they're going to appear in the movie unless word of mouth spoils it, you know.
I get it. Okay.
Right. Like I have the tiniest part in the TV show Lost, which I was a monstrous fan of, and I've known Damon Lindelof for a very, very long time. And so he, you know, had said at some point, like, you know, we're going to get you on. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And when he finally did, you know, I didn't care about the size of the role. I was just so excited to be on one of my favorite shows.
Totally.
And so to make it even more fun, I said, don't bill me. Like, this is not a job. This is just for funsies.
Gotcha.
So I don't receive on-screen credit for my teeny little role in Lost.
So that would be mainly where it is. Like, if the actor requests, that's mainly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's never the studio being like, you know what? Fuck Colin Hanks.
Did you get a fun check?
I did get a fun check. for you know, a day rate
that's
or whatever
good.
It was. Yeah. That's fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where did you have to go to Hawaii?
I did have to go to Hawaii.
Nice.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I know. Real rough.
What a shame. All right.
A bummer.
Yeah. The thing Sam does for his art is crazy.
as a favor to a pal. Jeez.
Yeah. I saw J.J. Abrams at a party last night, and who's taller, Sam, you or him?
Probably him. I'm not that tall. I'm only like a little bit taller than Sean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
this joke would be funnier if we were on stage.
I'm on a stage. I'm standing on a stage right now.
Danny DeVito was there too, though. You're taller than him.
I'm taller than DeVito. I could beat the shit out of DeVito.
Well, yeah, he also seemed a little on the frail side, but still out there doing his thing.
I hope he stays there forever.
You gotta love it.
Treasure.
He really is. All right, so we got to take another break, and when we come back, Denise is in the pole position for our final game. This dreams could come true today because it would be a dream for Denise to beat Sam, and it'd be a dream for Sean for Denise to beat Sam.
I love it. Sign me up.
He just wants to be present when it happens.
I'm an agent of chaos, man. I'm like the Joker. Just burn it up.
We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and Denise gets to go first in Sam's favorite game.
Oh, no.
He loves this game. I don't think, at this point, Sam, I don't think there's a lot of games that you do love.
Is that true? There's
most
plenty,
of them,
but we just don't play them anymore.
You sigh over a lot of them, but this one is called The Little Search Engine That Could, and it's a game where I typed a word into the search engine on IMDb, and all three of you are going to take turns naming movies with that word in the title. You'll for three rounds, so you'll each get three guesses total, but we'll take turns. We'll go Kenice, then Sean, and then Sam. And higher up on the list your movie appears, the more points you get. Number one's worth 10 points. Number 10's worth 1 point. And then I got all those, points in between. No points, of course, if the title didn't make the list. Yes?
You say you're going Kenice, then Sean, then me?
Yeah.
Why
what do you think of that?
Spot?
Because you were...
Look at that.
Because you were second in the first game?
So that puts me in last place in the...
Well, when there's only three people and you switch the order and Denise gets to go first, that's where we're at.
Okay.
But also, Sam, anything to give you some sort of handicap is
I appreciate it. Okay,
is exciting.
Let's just call it out. That's all.
Thank you.
It's going to happen no matter what. If you'd have won that first game, Sam, then it would have gone Sam, Denise, Sean. And if Sean had won, then it would have gone Sean, Sam, Kenice. See, it just depends on who wins that first game.
I see.
The word I typed is a word that is in many titles.
Oh, no.
Oh boy, is it in a lot of titles. That word is boy.
Okay.
The word boy. And I'll tell you now, just so that no one gets clever and tries to come up with a movie that isn't boy, but is boys. There's no titles that are plural. It's all just straight up boy. No S.
Okay.
And Denise will get the first guess. What do you got, Denise? What's a movie with the word boy?
A
could
movie
be the first
with the
word
boy
could be the
in
second,
it.
Third, fourth. Yeah. But
that.
Boy.
Ranks highly on IMDb specifically. So,
yeah, today, like on the
today,
like on the algorithm according to popularity today.
I'm gonna say Boyhood.
Boyhood, the 7 years in the making. Linklater, Richard Linklater.
It was the first thing I thought of, and I think I'm gonna go with it.
Your answer is locked in. I'm not trying to get you to change your mind.
Okay.
I'm just describing the movie. And because that's how many titles have, boy in them, is that that one didn't make the top 10.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a huge, Oscar nominated.
Yeah. people love Richard Linklater. And oh man, okay, sorry. No, I want to hear these other guesses.
It was a good guess though. But also, let's just to help everybody out, Boyhood would be another example of it's not just the word boy, it's one boy, it's one word. So I'm just looking for it'll just be boy somewhere in the title. I don't know if there's any other words besides boys or boyhood. Boysenberry. all right. So we're off to a slightly rocky start, but Sean, there's lots of movies to pick from. So what do you got?
This is wild. I don't have a ton, not a lot's popping in. The first one that popped up was About a Boy. So I'm going to go with About a Boy.
About a Boy.
Yeah, Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about him, though.
No, it's about...
it's about a boy.
It's about a boy. Yeah. If it was about him, it'd be called about a philanderer is what it'd be called.
Well, he's also kind of... Hugh Grant has arrested development in it because he's just a rich guy. He got rich off of his dad's jingle.
Right.
So so maybe the title means that, you know, he's sort of a boy as well.
I think so. I think it's a coming of age for him and the boy that it's about. And it's... Nicholas Sparks, right? Nicholas Holt wrote the book. Yeah, I don't know why I always mix it up with Nicholas Sparks was the Notebook,
Holt,
right?
Wait,
yes.
The Notebook Boy. Is that a movie? Can we have it be that? Hi, I'm the Notebook Boy.
Nick Hornsby? Are we talking about?
Jesus Christ, we are. Yes.
Nicholas Holt.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. About a boy. I should have just stopped talking.
Yeah, because then I could have said... Incorrect. Didn't make the list.
Seriously.
Number 16.
Wow. That's
on the list of movies with boy in the title.
Well, that's I don't like that one bit.
I'm excited that these, you know,
okay.
Those are both great answers, but didn't make the list. Sam, what do you think?
I mean, I was certain Boyhood was going to be number one until you gave us that little caveat. That it's just boy on its own, and I can't think of that many movies that
I'm having a tough time.
Start so I'm also.
I mean, once I start telling you them, you're gonna go, oh yeah, I've heard of all of those movies.
Ourselves. That's
just what usually this game, there's one or two titles that are like something that just came out, you know, or is just on streaming, right. And you know, nobody's quite heard of it yet, or maybe never will. But these are all I'm looking at it, and these are all movies that everyone.
Oh my
know.
God, that's crazy! Because I can't. Tommy Boy is the only one coming into my brain right now.
Okay.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. That's so insane.
Tommy
like
Boy
defined me for years.
Tommy Boy is number five on the list.
Number five.
Wow. Number five. There's 6 points for Sam. Six
Four
points is a lot.
Yeah.
Considering. Everyone else has zero.
I still, whenever I break something, I set it right, and then I let someone else break it, and I go, what'd you do? I do that to this day. I will not stop doing it till I'm dead.
All right. Denise, what's your second guess?
Baby Boy.
Fucking God. Come on. That's another one of my... This is crazy.
You love Baby Boy?
Who doesn't love Baby Boy?
I mean, it's fine, but I know that it exists, and hence I'm saying it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, but Baby Boy did not make it.
Dang
list.
It!
Yeah.
I don't think you were looking at IMDb.
It didn't even crack the top. I only wrote down up to 16 titles.
That's messed up. Honestly, yeah. I feel like even though I haven't seen it, other people should have seen it.
You never seen Baby Boy?
Hey, I don't need this today.
Okay.
It's so good.
Back to you, Sean.
Old Boy.
Oh.
Do I have to pick?
I cannot believe the vastness of the boy titles that are out there. But yes, which one? The Josh Brolin or the original?
I'll say the new one, the Brolin one.
You go in Brolin, directed by Spike Lee, took out the most interesting character developing scene from the original movie when he eats the live squid. Josh Brolin was like, I'll do it, but I'm not going to eat a live squid.
I thought that was in Jumanji.
Or Spike Lee was just like, I don't know why that guy ate a squid in that first one. I'm going to take that part out. Or maybe he's just such an animal. Maybe PETA convinced him that he shouldn't eat anything that's living. I'm sorry to say.
I knew it.
That neither. I'm going to go ahead and give it to everybody. That neither old boy made the list.
I feel like an asshole, man. I don't want to let you down. I feel like a jerk. This is crazy.
I love it. I wish that Sam didn't get one because it's just wild that anybody would miss.
Oh my God.
With all of these titles.
Doug, the way you're talking about it, like I feel like there is some sort of giant film franchise.
Yeah, like I'm
that has the word boy in it that we're all forgetting.
Sam's making me feel a lot better. I would feel crummy if Sam was like, you guys are fools, but
no, I'm having a hard time. The way Doug is talking about this list, like there's a ton. Like I can think of only the most obscure ones or ones that I think are so bad. But
those might be on there. I'm just saying it's ones right. that we've all heard of.
Oh,
I could describe every single one of these.
Oh, don't say the one I'm thinking of, Sam. Don't say the one I'm thinking of.
I'm going to say the next one that came into my brain.
Okay.
I mean, that Tommy Boy was up there. Why not? That's my boy.
Oh, is that Sandler joint?
Yeah. Sandler. Sandler.
Is that on there?
It's well, hang on. This is the part where I tell you if it's on there or not after a fun sound effect. It is on the list, and it is number 3.
Oh my God!
Number 3.
Yeah.
That should be number 10 if it's on the list.
It's number
no
3.
Shade. No shade on anyone who might be in that
just
movie.
Saying,
but...
like the oh my God! All right.
Okay.
You know, I mean, Andy Samberg is a continually fascinating artist who makes really cool movies and videos and Lonely Island. All right, so Sam's got 14 points. So now we're all just playing. Now it's just all academic because nobody could possibly catch up to Sam.
What about number 1 and 2?
What about them? They'll only be worth 10 and 9 points, and each person only has one guess left.
Oh, sorry.
I'm no math major.
I didn't realize how many rounds but
I played. I did minor in it.
I know movies that have boy in the title major. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. All right. So who's up now? It's
it's me. Sam, it was an honor to lose to you. I take it in stride because truly the only thing, I mean, honestly, I don't regret this. The only other movie that I can think of with boy in the title is, I think, Riding in Cars with Boys.
That's another terrific example that should be on the list, especially because, you know, Drew Barrymore is on
boys,
TV 5 days a week. Oh, that's right. You can do another guess because it's not on the list, but also it's boys with the
okay.
We just need
like
boys.
A shark boy and lava girl, or lava boy and shark girl. Is there one of them?
shark boy and lava girl.
Yeah, there's a boy in that. Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, you're going with that.
Sure.
If that's on this fucking list.
People love the Spy Kids movies, Sean.
That's a Spy Kids
movie.
Your
kids are going to watch them with you someday.
Sorry about the aggressive language, but I'll be a real effing a-hole. I'll tell you.
No, that's not on the that's not on the list. But, terrific guesses, all of them. You hold your head up high.
I thought of
Sean,
another
have you
one.
Thought of another one? Are you gonna have to pass on this final round?
I thought of another one. The Boy Who Could Fly. If that is on this list, it'd be batshit crazy. But the boy
that's like
wild.
The first one I cried to. The first movie I cried to was that.
It's just an insane movie to think would be in a contemporary.
Has it held
search.
Up? I mean, has do you think it's still popular with people? Like, do you think new eyeballs are seeing it and liking it?
Unless they're like kidding, you know. Unless it's like one of those.
Because I was
this.
Not into it when it came out. I didn't really care for it that much. But
I'm worried about if IMDb cares about it.
Yeah, but also that was my next question is, can you even name the kid who could fly, the actor?
No. Would I be able you know me pretty well. Would I be able to?
It doesn't even have the benefit of a Macaulay Culkin or a Elijah Wood kid actor who then went on to become so famous that people would still be interested in it, you know. That's my long-winded way of saying no, it's not on the list. And it's the most non-deserving. of being on the list of all the movies that have been. Although there is at number 14, there is a movie called Song for a Raggy Boy.
What?
Raggy. Yeah, I didn't investigate, but that is a weird title.
Sing me a song, Sam, for a raggy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam, let's get you some more points. Let's go ahead and finish. Let's finish strong.
All right. I thought of two more, and I'm confident.
It's not a two more.
Got it.
And I feel I'm sad that I didn't think of these sooner, but I don't know where they'll land.
Only need one. So you have
only
to pick
need one. All right, you're forcing me to choose. All right. Mm-hmm. I will say Bubble Boy.
Oh! Dude, I feel like such a moron.
See, that's a great example of, like, of course people are going to still be looking it up because Jake Gyllenhaal is in the news because he's, you know, Taylor Swift's ex. And every time she has a new album, they start speculating about which ones are about him, which songs are about him. But Sam, as smart as that guess is, it's not. The list. What was your other one that you were going to toss out there?
Honey Boy.
That one, I swear, was like number 18 or 19. I did see it. Honey Boy is LaBeouf, Shia LaBeouf. And it's about, like, it's a fictionalized version of his own childhood. So he plays his own abusive dad in it. Or, you know, he plays a character modeled after his dad. But anyway, so congratulations, Sam. You did it.
Yeah, seriously, good job.
Thank you.
14 whopping points. Oh my God. And we won't recap the rest of the points.
Thank you.
There's no reason to get into it. No reason to dwell. But here's the most exciting part.
Yeah,
is that I'm going to tell you the titles that you missed.
I've never been so excited.
This seriously, I
have to hear movies that I'm going to be very angry at myself.
I'm going to get vocal over here.
Well, keep in mind, these first two or three, you know, they're not worth a lot of points anyway. So I can't blame you for not saying them. Number 10, Boy Erased.
Nope.
Is that that
Steve
sad one
Steve
with
Carell,
Hedges or whatever?
Oscar bait.
Oh. Yeah, or Lucas the Hedges. Other one. Okay.
Hang on, there's more. number 9, The Boy Next Door.
Oh,
Emile Hirsch.
Freaking J-Lo. No.
I'm thinking the girl next door. The boy.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, Emile Hirsch is the boy next door?
No. I don't know who played the boy next door, but he stalked J-Lo and she didn't like it.
Right.
Number 8, I can't believe no one came up with this one. Grandma's Boy.
Son of a gun. First Jonah Hill I ever saw.
Probably your favorite movie of all time, Sean.
It's right down Main Street for your boy. Oh man, okay. That's crazy. Linda Cardellini.
Number 7 is a movie I really don't mind anyone not mentioning because it's kind of depressing. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
Oh, it's like sad about like a genocide
camp.
Of some sort.
Concentration camp.
Yep.
The striped pajamas are what they make you wear if you're a child in a this is Boy in the Striped Pajamas is what happened on the other side of the wall of Zone of Interest.
Nice.
Yeah. number 6. After bringing everybody down with that last one, number 6 is if anybody had done this ploy, which is whenever we play this game, you do have the option of just saying the word back to me because chances are there's a movie called it. And of course, Taika Waititi directed a movie called Boy from 2010. Yeah. And I can only imagine the reasons people would be looking up something that he was involved with. Then Tommy Boy was number 5. And number 4, okay, see, I was already confusing this. Boy Erased, I think, was maybe Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
And a boy, and this one is Beautiful Boy.
Yes!
Which was Steve Carell and Chalamet and Maura Tierney.
Also Oscar bait.
Yeah. Number 3, that's my boy. Number 2, Sam, Go ahead and tell me this title after I give you another clue. It won the Oscar for Best Animated Motion Picture this year.
Oh, the boy
and the heron.
Yes, the boy and the heron.
We could have sat here for a month. I wouldn't. What?
I went to that. I went to go see it. I was so fucking psyched, and then I found out it was heron and not heroin.
No, that's permanent midnight, Doug.
And I don't know if anybody's going to kick themselves over this because it really is. It really is a shifty development. That, of course, the number one movie on this list would be a movie with the word boy in it that opened today. And it's called Boy Kills World.
Oh, is that the one with lesser Sarsgaard?
It's got a Sarsgaard just punching his way through lots and lots of people, but you don't hear his voice. His voice is H. John Benjamin.
What?
From Bob's Burgers.
Sure.
And Archer.
And Archer. Yeah.
But it doesn't, when you're listening to it, it's the way it's done, the tone of it is it's not an Archer voice. It's a Bob's Burger
voice. Bob's voice, okay.
Yeah, because he's playing this guy that's beating the shit out of everybody, but then he's talking like you hear John Benjamin saying his thoughts. It's really an interesting concept. Yeah.
Is there a reason for this or? What?
Yeah, it's because he's like kind of like the Welcome to the Jungle next level Jumanji scenarios where like the reason they explain that there's a voice is so that when we're watching it, it's like we're watching a video game and we can, you know, hear his thoughts like you would in a video game. And of course he'd have a fun voice.
Man,
they tried a version with the actual actor's voice, I'm told, and ended up just going with H. John Benjamin because it gave it a funnier tone the whole movie, you know. Congratulations once again to Sam Levine.
Thank you. Yeah, I gotta tell you, though, Doug, the way you talked about that list, mm-hmm. you honestly had me thinking like it was gonna be like the Fast and the Furious, boy. Like.
Yeah, the way I said it's all movies I've heard of and can describe. That's exactly what it is.
Okay,
I've seen most of them. Boy. I've seen all the only one I haven't seen is the Boy and the Heron.
But you've seen Boy, that Taika Waititi joint?
I don't think I've seen that either. But I've seen everything else, and I do. You know, I am a little bit of a Taika Waititi completist because I do. I have liked every one of his movies I have seen.
All right.
Hunt for the Wilder People is probably the best one. And that guy, the kid in Hunt for the Wilder People, Australian.
I got pink on my kicks. That shit. I laugh about that all the time.
Yeah, that kid, you know, he of course was the fire throwing guy in Deadpool 2, but now he's in Y2K, Kyle Mooney's comedy that's coming out later this year, and he's so funny in it. He's great.
Yeah, he's hilarious, man.
Very entertaining young man. All right. So speaking of entertaining young men, Sam Levine, would you like to do your plugs first as our champion today?
Oh, with pleasure. Once again, the place to find me for all your video needs is on Cameo.com. Boy, do I love making long videos for people about anything.
Yeah, they'll make it long for you guys.
Yeah.
Hit me up if you want it really short. If you want the length of a bong rip, hit me up. If you want a long one.
I call them podcasts for one.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's adorable. Then they go to their friend, hey, do you want to hear what Sam Levine said to me? And then 40 minutes later, they're still watching.
40 minutes later, they're like, this is... Like, we had stuff to do today.
Yeah.
Like, people are coming over. What is this? Yeah.
Penice Mobley.
Yes.
Netflix is a joke festival.
Yes.
Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. May what?
May 8th. It is at 9:30, 9:45. And then if you don't happen to live in Los Angeles or won't be there for the festival, you can see it in New York City at Caveat on June 1st.
Nice. Very good. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sean Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Tell us again, May 12th.
May 12th, Girl Dad's out on a Special Thing Records. Listen to it. I worked hard on it. I'm really excited about it, and I'll be on the road in end of May. I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa, and then I have a podcast called All Fantasy Everything that I co-host with Ian Carmel and David Borey, and we're hitting the East Coast and the Midwest, New York, D.C., Philly, Toronto, Boston, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, and Minneapolis. We're doing that June 10th through the 22nd, so get the go get the dates on my website or Instagram.
Yeah, I like it.
Fun stuff.
Very good. I've got a couple of plugs. I mean, of course, go to douglovesmovies.com for all the dates and deets, but I'm going to be doing stand-up at Zany's in Chicago on May the 4th, be with you at 4:20 in the afternoon. And then the next day, my annual, I'm always in Rosemont, Illinois on Cinco de Mayo. And we'll be doing a Doug Loves Movies that day at 4:20 in the afternoon. So you can just go out after that and have your margaritas or whatever it is you need to do in the outer suburbs of Chicago. Once again, thank you to all of my guests, Kenise Mobley, Sam Levine, Sean Jordan. We'll have you back again real soon as Champion Sam. But of course, everyone's welcome back whenever they have something they need to promote. And as always, yoo-hoo, if you're looking for another bubble girl, I'm ready.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.